This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the world to change, and the only way it will change is with the wonderful, fantastic, very wise audience known as the What's on Your Mind family all across the northern plains. Thank you very much. Welcome back to another hour, bottom of the hour, planes, drones, and people, a monthly segment we do talking about things that are happening in aviation in North Dakota, the UAS space. I mean, last hour, we were talking a little bit about opportunities and wind, but one individual, $39 an hour. Same thing in the UAS space. Pretty incredible what's going on. I was up at Grand Forks yesterday at iSight RPV Services, and it's, of course, for Tommy Kendall, one of our co-hosts for the segment Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is from, and it's just a ton of energy. There's a lot of really great things that are happening up there, so it's pretty cool. Not sure if the news caught this at the top of the hour. I'm sure Todd's got it, but this just in. They now know who's responsible for the shootings in El Paso and Dayton. Did you see this?
No.
It's the shooters.
Oh.
Yeah, that just came
really?
In now. Yeah, the survey evidently it took a little time to analyze everything, but they've got that figured out now. So no joke. It's the shooters. I have a graph to prove it. Seen the graph on my Facebook page?
I have.
Haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a graph right there for you. Check it out. You might want to share it. Tell you everything you need to know about what's going on there. I did see a story in the Wall Street Journal yesterday that said the gunman in El Paso, Patrick, I'm not going to say his name, the gunman down there that killed 22 people, told investigators he came to his views on the Internet. So I want to ask you something right now. Closed circuit to anybody that thinks if we just tweak gun control, we'll have this fixed. If we just need this one thing and then we'll have it fixed. What about the Internet? Again, the sad truth of those who focus on gun control is they take away from the effort to actually get to the cause of this. So if the Internet radicalized this kid, and there were some, evidently some site called 8chan, which is some radicalized crazy site of all kinds of, talks about mass shootings on there. I mean, to me, shut it down. Shut it down. If you got a, you know, and I realize you can find these things other places, but it shouldn't be easily accessible. But if we know it's the Internet today, just think of this for a minute, folks. So, prior to Al Gore inventing the Internet, how would you be radicalized? I guess you'd have to find some group in your town, maybe, and hang out with them, right?
Well, you go back to, first it was word of mouth, newspapers.
Read a book.
Mass media. It came, then when Columbine hit, boy, it was kind of the dawn of all this. Copycats, people that... Like, we never knew what drive-by shootings were until the news talked about them and showed them, and they put it in movies. And
but I think a plausible explanation on why there are more of these, type events, a Columbine to a Dayton,
yep,
could plausibly be these people being radicalized on the Internet. First of all, they're a lost soul. Okay, that's number one. They're a lost soul that has no friends. And then what do? They drift to the internet and they find people that, you know, that, oh, okay, well, maybe that's why I think the way I think. And then all of a sudden, voila, there they are.
Could certainly be one of the factors.
But the idea that they now know the internet was what radicalized him, to me, puts the lie to the idea that the gun's the problem.
Oh, well.
Because they're going to do whatever. They're going to use whatever. That's just an end of the means. And you can't, in America, where there are 270 million guns and 300 some million people, you're not going to hide them all. It's just dumb. Just push back against that argument wherever you hear it, is what I'm saying. And again, I still think the root cause is most of this audience does. Emptiness. Emptiness. You know, it's like, okay, you got a bucket. And you put water in the bucket, but there's a hole in the bucket. And you keep filling back the bucket in hopes that you're going to be fulfilled. You're going to be whole again, right? If I buy that car, I'm going to feel great. And then the water comes out of the bucket and you don't feel great. So then it's a jet ski or then it's a pontoon or then it's I'm going to take a trip or, you know, stuff, things. You're trying to fill a hole, right?
Yeah.
And you know, this is much of America in one way or another. You know, an emptiness that you're trying to fill. And that's why I have faith. Because, you know, I recognize that no matter what I put in that bucket, whatever goes in the bucket, outside of eternal life and living for, you know,
right,
the next life, not for today and this life, then it's just pointless.
I think you have to go then to why is your bucket empty? Why is it draining? Why is it bullying?
What's the source of your unhappiness?
Is there no dad in your life? Is there so many things? Are you on the nasty video games 8 hours a day? Are you losing respect for human life? There's so many things.
I have an answer. Todd may push the preachy button here. I don't know. Wait for the bell. Wait for the bell. It could come. Okay? But I think if you don't have a relationship, I'll PC this up with a greater power, with a creator, with God. If you don't see that this life is not the life, that there is an afterlife, that there is an. I teach religious ed with our daughter, and I always beginning of the year, take the entire length of the wall that's all whiteboard, okay, and I draw a big giant line from one end to the next, and I say this is where you were born. This is where you are today, and this is when the average person dies. And it's about 1 inch of the whole wall, okay? And I said, this is the rest. This is eternity. This is forever. That's what you're living here for. And when you realize that, then your bucket doesn't have to be filled with stuff because your bucket's plugged, and it's already full, no matter what you have, whether you have, whether you have not, whatever. Got through that without the preachy button. Thank you. Must have been the creator thing, right? A higher power. Is that what did it, Kev?
I think so.
I survived. Absolutely. Todd, I'm okay. Everything's good? Get to the calls?
I think Todd might have stepped out.
Yeah, he did. He told
I'm
us.
Right, I'm right here. Oh,
there you go.
Right. He's back.
No commentary?
You think I'm going to get in the way between you and God? I'm not that stupid. You kidding?
Fire that buzzer. All right, let's go. Shane and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Way. Go ahead.
How you doing, Scott?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, in regards to what you were just preaching about, I heard a message a while back, one of the favorite messages I've ever heard in church, titled A God-Sized Hole. And that's exactly what you were talking about, that every human being, whether you're born Christian, whether you're Islam, Buddha, whatever it is, you were created by God. And you have a God-sized hole in your heart. And unfortunately, in today's world, we do have a lot of different options to try to fill that hole. We try to fill it with money, drugs, alcohol, camping, fishing, recreation, even family. But really, the only thing that's going to truly fill that hole is God, because that's how he created us. And I think that's the problem that we have, and I think you're onto something there. And I thank you for that sermon this morning. And maybe we could get a little Todd Mitchell commentary out of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Shane. I like it when Todd gives commentary but he already did. So he said he didn't want to get in the way of me. I've said this before.
I'm not going to do something that's going to make me, you know, answer so directly.
I don't ever want to be a preachy, but I think in a case like this, when we're talking about all of the chatter, every paper you pick up, every TV newscast you look at, everything,
suggest they know the reason these happen. And none of them talk about this. And this is the obvious one. This is the obvious one. And no matter what it is. And, you know, the other thing is, I don't do this well at all. I am, you know, and I'm not here to say, hey, follow me, I'm perfect. Far from it, right? We're all sinners. If you follow this, if you say, I'm going to plug that God-sized hole, and the only thing you can fill it is God, then you just do everything a little bit better. Everything a little bit better, right? I mean, back to my religious ed class with second graders. You know what? Commandment is love your neighbor like yourself, right? So that's a pretty simple one on the Ten Commandment list. And you know what? Your neighbor means your neighbor in that desk next to you, your neighbor in the neighborhood, your neighbor in the, you know, city, state, county. You know, you get what I'm saying? Yeah. And then if you figure out the bucket thing, you just do that better. You love better. You love. You love like you're supposed to love. So anyway, there you go. I promised also a little update on the language of that immigration thing. I have that dug up, so we're going to do that when we come back. Welcome your calls on this or anything. 258-0550. For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com. Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. This whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here at Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You were able to purchase something for $89.99, and today you were able to purchase that same item for $29.99. Would you say that's a pretty good deal?
Yeah.
Okay. We're on board with that?
Yeah.
We like that. All right. MyPillow is doing just exactly that right now. And you know why? Because our fine listeners have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. And now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. So, great discounts on MyPillow products right now, every single one of them, if you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials. You can save up to 50% off on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. The body pillow, regular $89.99. Promo code Scott gets you that baby for $29.99. See? I'm not kidding. And remember, all of the MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, a 10-year warranty. MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special. Save up to 50%, including the body pillow, $29.99. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028 for these great specials. All right, Frank in Grand Forks, Alan in North Central South Dakota waiting to weigh in here. I'll do that, but don't let me forget to get to the definition of education in the Trump immigration change, which has to do with a definition in the regulations that never was defined. So guess what? Somebody just decided they defined it to be whatever they wanted it to be without making any sense. That's why they're making this change, but I'll come back to that in a minute. Alan, where in North Central South Dakota are you, Alan?
At a little town called Selby, South Dakota.
Selby, S-E, or Shelby, S-H?
S-E-L-B-Y.
S-E-L-B-Y. Selby, South Dakota. Very nice. Okay, Alan, what's on your mind?
Well, you guys have been talking about issues that surround all these mass shootings. And we can debate this, whether it's morality, Facebook, lost souls. But what bothers me the most is every time this happens, the gun owners suddenly become on the defensive. They're always coming up with more gun control issues. We can pass an assault weapons ban. We can pass gun hole loop, closing the loopholes and stuff. The gun owners, though they do nothing wrong, are always put on the defensive. And it kind of bothers me when the NRA and all these other groups and organizations won't go out there and get ahead of this a little bit. Maybe instead of proposing that they are automatically against everything, propose something that can be used as a compromising position, possibly a national right to carry and conceal permit, something on that order, instead of always being on the defensive. You cannot win a battle when you're on the defensive all the time. You have to be on the offensive occasionally.
Smart man you are, Alan. I agree with you. They ought to be a little more proactive. Now, one I would say on the bump stocks, maybe that was an example of I'd just give them one. Remember after Parkland when they did that?
Yeah, I mean, Parkland and the gun stock thing is, you know, I don't have an AR-15. I own gun, shotgun, pistols, whatever. But I know a lot of people enjoy shooting them. And they don't run around killing people in mass lots. But they're asked to give up their rights because somebody else did it. Why not go to these people that are always anti-gun, anti-bullet, anti-everything, and say, okay, this is what we would propose. We would propose that if you want to close this gun hole loop, or gun show loophole, give us something in return. Maybe a national carry and conceal permit, gun-free zones limited, or the ability of people that are in these gun-free zones the right to take civil action against people that were killed at, say, this Walmart in Texas or wherever it was. They were in a gun-free zone, and now the people that maybe had guns at that time, law-abiding, left them in the vehicles.
Right.
They're defenseless.
Yeah,
you're civil recourse to
no, you're,
that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're exactly right, Alan. You're exactly right. And maybe come out right away to say, aha, we have to end gun-free zones. Once again, we've proven it's the least safe place in America. Immediately. Yeah. This is the reason for these things happening. Let's stop it now. On compromise, I would also suggest Donald Trump very early on, remember, he said, let's look at some sensible gun legislation matched up with the wall and immigration reform and getting that done. So he's thinking that way. But we got to be careful on what he has in the way of advice from those around him about what would be a good idea. Frank in Grand Forks. Lay it on me, Frank.
Scott. Yeah, Scott, you know, I don't want to minimize the importance of God in people's lives, but that hole that's in a lot of people is being filled with something, okay? We don't live in the vacuum of space. We live here on Earth, and people are influenced by outside factors. And today, that influence is the media. The modern media, no holds barred, anything goes. You know, shootings, nonstop media reporting on it. It puts ideas into people's heads. You know, young kids and the shooters, they gotta get their ideas from somewhere. And a lot of this stuff is put forth by the media. So out of a population of 330 million in the U.S., there's going to be a small percentage of them that are crazy. They get this idea in their head, and lo and behold, they think they can solve their problems by going out and killing a bunch of people. Okay, so obviously, the media has a huge influence. So I think what we need to do is go back to the old days where the media was controlled to some extent, like with pornography, okay? It was illegal to do that. Well, maybe it should be illegal to do nonstop reporting of things that they know are going to affect people, like the nonstop reporting of shootings. So I think it's time for the media to start being regulated. Let them squeal a little bit about the loss of some of their rights in to protect society. So I think that's the road where we need to go.
Frank, appreciate that comment. Thank you very much. Good thought. Tom's on the road. I'm going to go to you so we can get everybody in here. Go ahead, Tom. What's on your mind?
Okay, Scott, earlier you were talking about instead of controlling the guns, we need to get at the source of the problem. And before the break, you were doing a little preaching there, and I heard the part about you being a teacher. I also am a teacher, Sunday school teacher, and you mentioned the commandment to love thy neighbor as thyself. If you recall, when the Lord was asked, what is the greatest commandment, what did he say? He said, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, might, mind, and soul. And the second is like unto it, which is to love thy neighbor as thyself. If we learn to love and to share love with one another, to care for one another, to be responsible for one another, to serve one another as the Lord did, we won't have these problems. And the place to learn it, Scott, is in the home.
That's a big big part of it. There's no doubt about it. If you don't have it there, it's going to be a lot tougher to get it wherever you get it. But you're absolutely right. It is. It's the cure all. It's the end all. And it's the only good thing that comes out of these horrible, horrific events is maybe some people reexamine that a little bit. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. More after this.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room at Berry Hall in Fargo and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street stocks trading way higher this morning. Since the opening bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been up by over 500 points at times. Art Cashin is with UBS Financial Services, and he says it's largely because the Trump administration has announced it may delay some tariffs on Chinese goods.
From September into as late as December, that brought a lot of buying into the market.
Top congressional leaders from both parties looking for answers after convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler and ranking Republican Doug Collins have sent a letter to the acting director of the Bureau of Prisons requesting answers to 23 questions about agency policy and protocol. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today in part by our friends at the University of Mary.
We have big challenges in the great state of North Dakota in the area of workforce because there's so much happening in so many industries. Look at oil and gas. How important is that? By the way, one half of all the taxes paid in the United States come from the oil and gas industry. One half. Think about that, folks. That's absolutely incredible. That's just one industry that constantly is facing all kinds of barriers on regulation and everything else. Huge challenge right now. For instance, the pace of which you develop out the infrastructure to capture natural gas could, in fact, slow down oil production at a time you don't want to slow down oil production. I mean, there's just, a couple of the challenges. There are many, many across many industries. And with this boom in the energy production in the region, you also have tremendous opportunities for growth and an incredible economic engine. And that makes this an exciting time for the University of Mary and everyone they serve. Responding to the urgent workforce needs of this boom, the University of Mary has launched a new School of Engineering to fill the region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. That's because the University of Mary never stops innovating in ways to serve. That service starts with students, spreads out in all directions, to serve its communities, the state, the region, and beyond. With the new School of Engineering, the university will be preparing engineering graduates poised to become the next generation of dynamic industry leaders. Find out more at umary.edu. 27 before the top of the hour, and it's time for Drones, Planes, and People, our monthly segment on What's on Your Mind that I just get all fired up about because there's so many exciting things happening in this industry as well. Tom Sawyer from Grand Sky is here. Tom, how are you?
I'm outstanding, Scott. How are you this morning?
And Tommy Kendall here, EyeSight RPV Services. I was up at the Tommy shop yesterday with a couple of entrepreneurs looking to move their business from North Dakota to Minnesota and participate the other way around. Minnesota to North Dakota. Yeah, we wouldn't talk to them if they were looking to go to North Dakota to Minnesota. They'd be off the list. But, yeah, Minnesota to North Dakota and have some exciting products. So exciting times. Right, Tom? You're both Tom, so you didn't know which one. I call you Tommy, I call him Tom. So, Tom, is this not exciting times, Tom Sawyer?
This is very exciting times. In fact, I wanted to apologize. I missed last month's show because I was off in California negotiating with a company to purchase two new planes. So I'm excited to be back with you.
Did you buy the planes is the question.
We put the deposits down on the planes, and hopefully they will be showing up sometime next year, two Firebird aircraft from Northrop Grumman, 80-foot wingspan each. They can fly a really long way and stay up in the air a really long time to help us advance the drone industry in North Dakota.
So, and that's something that obviously is not part of
the asset base of Northrop Grumman or General Atomics, and now you have it with GrahamSky. So what's it mean? What do you do with them?
So we will be doing a variety of different things. The range gives us the ability from Grand Forks, we can reach anywhere in the continental United States and get back on a single tank of gas. We can fly down into Texas. We can fly into the southeast, and our geographic center of the continent means we can even fly to the Arctic and work with Canadian companies, work with energy companies working in Canada, energy companies working in the Bakken, in the Permian Basin, down in the Eagle Ford. We can work with all of them, including offshore oil rig inspection from Grand Forks, North Dakota. So we're really excited to bring the capability of this asset to the state.
That's neat. It's another example where that military capability comes to the commercial side, comes to the private side. I mean, you know, we don't know all the details, but we do know there are operations that are, commanded from Grand Forks and from Fargo in the way of military operations that are taking out some of the worst of the worst terrorists. So this is the same technology, but obviously for a commercial application, and that's the whole idea of getting this FAA test space now to expand the possibilities for GrahamSky and for all of North Dakota, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, you nailed it right there. The military's been doing this kind of work out of North Dakota now for a number of years, almost a decade or more. And now the technology is starting to work its way into the commercial sector. The aircraft we bought was originally designed in the 90s, but it's a very effective airframe. You upgrade it with new engines and new sensors and new avionics, and it's a great aircraft that will fly for hopefully decades to come for us. But your point about how we've been doing this from North Dakota for a while is spot on, because now we're going to be doing it the same kind of mission, but on a commercial base, purely commercial. And we're going to look at farms. We're going to help farmers understand their agriculture situation better. We're going to help energy companies, and we're going to be able to do search and rescue and emergency response. And all of that will be based out of Grand Forks. The planes may go all over the country, but the team that will fly them and the data management will come out of Grand Forks.
And, Tommy, you have something similar going on with EyeSight RPV services, obviously a little more regional, but, I mean...
Well, obviously, Scott, Tom has the same passion for planes that you do. I know both of you well. You both get a little lit up about airplanes. It's a great acquisition for GrahamSky. Yeah, we're doing it on a smaller basis, but growing to the bigger. So my guess is we'll meet Tom in the middle somewhere, right? But there's a lot of uses. Our first gas-powered drone shows up this Friday, 5 hours in the air. We'll be in the same industries as Tom, working together to figure out what's the best solution for the customers. This week, we had the USDA up yesterday, up at our offices right after your visit with your tech friends in the cities. I'm pricing a large telecom business this week and another power company. So it's really on fire. We're growing fast, and it's just great for the state. And, you know, Tom and I are working real hard to get students involved and kids involved to come to this big summit that's coming up August 27th and 28th, the 13th annual. Tom knows more of the details about that, but it's exciting times in the drone and plane industry.
Yeah, before I want to find out a little bit more about that summit, so folks get that on their calendar, a good lineup to be, kind of in the ecosystem, if you will, of the whole industry right in Grand Forks. A lot of folks will be there. I met some of your pilots yesterday. You got, 20-somethings, early 30-somethings, all just buzzing about, planning the next trip and the next mission. And that's what I get excited about as much as the actual aircraft, is just the career opportunities that are happening right here. And these kids aren't leaving. They're staying here.
Yeah, for years, Scott, with UND, we'd train the kids and they'd leave. And so it's probably the most pleasure I'm getting out of this entrepreneur venture is keeping these young millennials, 20-somethings, in the state. They're doing high-tech jobs, having fun, making good money. They're getting to travel the world. I mean, we're flying all over the world, but it's really fun to see them progress and grow up and make a living here in North Dakota.
So this event that is coming up, the summit, the 27th to 28th, Tom Sawyer, tell us a little bit about why folks should be there. What happens at the UAS summit?
Well, Tommy mentioned the 13th year for the summit. It's a place where companies that are interested in the drone industry, or companies or people, anybody who's interested in understanding how drones could help them, understanding how drones are going to impact the economy in the future, can come, listen to speakers talk about it, giving their opinions. And you can interact with them one-on-one. This is one of the best conferences in the country for this because we have such senior, experienced people coming to it. But there aren't 10,000 people like there are at the conferences in Las Vegas. There's only a few hundred. So you get plenty of face time with whoever you want to talk to. From senior Air Force leadership, the chief of staff of the United States Air Force is going to be coming to talk about this. Senator Hovind, Senator Kramer will be there. Dan Elwell, who is the former acting secretary for the FAA, acting commissioner for the FAA, is coming to talk about drone integration. Ed Wagoner from NASA, who's integrating large UAS into the airspace. A lot of really senior people from industry and government will be there talking about what's happening and where the industry is going. And I think that's really the important part, is talking about where the industry is going. So there's a really good opportunity for a lot of people to come to the conference and come to Grand Forks and learn about that.
You mentioned, Tommy, you mentioned the kids. Tom Sawyer, why do you think, parents listening might want to think about, hey, you know, we're going to come up there. We're going to soak this in, and this sounds like something would fit my son or daughter. Why should students be there?
You know, Scott, that's an awesome question. And I think the number one reason for me is people hear about drones and they think about a little buzzing thing that sounds like a wasp nest, you know, it's flying around you and it's something to be concerned about, or it's an invasion of privacy. But there are so many uses for drones that are happening in a commercial world that it's hard to maybe look past some of the sensational news and start to look at, here's where the business is in all of this. Here's big business in all of this. And so you can see the career fields by coming to this conference. You can talk to people who are in those career fields. As an example, right now, Scott, there are 47 job openings at Grand Sky that we're working to fill. We can't fill them fast enough. And so, you know, that's with 160 people that are already there. You know, the average salary of people at Grand Sky is $70,000 a year. And we need more and more and more. And I'm about to put two more planes. It's going to force another 50 to 60 people to get hired. So there's a lot of work. So if parents were interested in saying, hey, I want to help my kids see something that's going, something that's really powerful in the future, come to this conference and check it out and see what's going on there, because you can see the career field. You can see a huge lifetime of career field available to you.
What kind of reaction do you get, Tommy, from kids when you talk to them, students?
Well, the parents are kind of deer in the headlights because it's so new technology, and we're that age, right, Scott? So, but the kids are psyched because it's a fun career. You know, it's high tech, it's fun. The other important group of people to think about around Tom Sawyer's comments are the retired military. So whether they come out of the Grand Forks base, or they come out of the Happy Hooligans, they come out of the Army Reserve or any of those things, they may have clearances already. They may have some tech experience, like the gentleman we worked with yesterday. I mean, he's the prime guy to work at Grand Sky. He's an entrepreneur now, so he's doing a different path. But those type of people, the 30-somethings, 40-somethings that have their military experience, are perfect people to apply here.
And it's just an industry that is, you know, on the high end. Can you put into words, Tom Sawyer, what you think this industry looks like in 10 years here?
You know, I think the words I have to use are that I don't know, because it's growing so much faster than we thought. If you had told me 2 years ago that we would have that many people working at Grand Sky, I said, I think that's 5 years away. If you told me even 10 months ago, oh, you're going to have a chance to own and fly two of the most sophisticated aircraft in the world, I'd say, oh, baloney, that's years and years and years away. So if I just take the curve of what I see, you know, just in North Dakota alone, there's 5,000 jobs waiting to happen in the state to do all kinds of different things. And the state has hit the gas pedal on this with the statewide BV law system. It's going to really make a whole big difference here in just 2 years or less.
That's the radar, and we touched on that a little bit last time, but we should probably give it a little refresher on that, because that was good work done by the legislature this last session, and certainly advocated for by the governor, and it's happening, it's real, and so that's going to make a difference as well. More on drones, planes, and people. Tommy Kendall, Tom Sawyer from Grand Sky, when we continue on What's On Your Mind.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stark, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Morton, Botno, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Richland, Mercer, Nelson, Bowman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, Traverse County in Minnesota, Dewey County in South Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Bismarck, Williston, Hague, Bowman, Dickinson, and Steele, North Dakota, and Ada, Minnesota. View all of these great auctions at Piper's.com.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Affects my game.
Does it really? You're worried about golf right now. Mm-hmm. I was worried about Todd talking about Schwann's, and you're worried about golf. But first world problems once again here on What's on Your Mind. What'd you drive, Todd? That nice, huh? Wow. I heard they have a beautiful American flag flying over the wonderful location. Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac. That's my plug for Todd and his fine set of wheels. What's on your mind? 10 before the top of the hour, and we continue in drones, planes.
By the way,
and people say, "You do okay? All right, thank you."
I just wanted to see what you'd do.
You're testing me. I understand completely.
My connection went haywire there, but whatever.
Where are you golfing?
Oxbow, Senator Hovind fundraiser, and John's been, of course, the number one person for drone since he was governor. All of our Codell and our current statewide, everyone's on board, and that's what makes this fun, Scott. You know.
So you're gonna go out there and golf a little with Senator Hovind?
I think he only will be one hole, but I'm golfing with Senator Meyer from Grand Forks, who's very supportive. Representative Beck. And a local guy here. So
thank you for telling us who's playing hooky today.
We're working.
We got the long list there. Before the break, we talked a little bit about this new radar system. You used a different acronym, Tom Sawyer. What was that?
I used a highly technical term, BVLOS, which means beyond visual line of sight.
Right, and that means obviously something has to watch this, and this radar will, right? The radar will be watching.
Yes, the radars will watch and the radios will connect the devices, the drones themselves, to the pilots.
And what is the significance of that technology once it's launched here? What does it mean for the growth of the industry in North Dakota?
Well, first, one of the most important things is no other state in the country is doing this. North Dakota is leading the way again by making this investment. So we owe a lot of gratitude to the legislature and certainly to the governor's office for leading with this. But what it will mean for us is, folks like Tommy, if they want to fly an aircraft longer than they can actually see it, they need to have, somebody else standing down the road or a chase plane, and that's just inefficient. So this system will allow Tommy to see it. He can fly it longer, fly it over a longer distance, capture more information for a pipeline or for a farmer, or as we were just talking about, water reclamation. There's a lot of opportunities there. I think for me, the really interesting thing is somebody like a power utility that when, a storm comes through and ice is on the lines and they have to send all these crews out. Well, before we send the crews out, we could have drones in boxes every 10 miles around the state or around those utility lines that can pop out, inspect the line, and send the data back. And now we can send the crews to exactly where the problem is and get power back on faster. They already do a fabulous job. Now we can help them do it even faster. So I think that's just one example of how it could help.
You want to add to that, Tommy?
Well, yeah, it's super. So, we always focus on the Grand Forks region. But, so this week, Burley County Sheriff's Department got authorized to fly above people. Well, the radar will help them. I mean, there's so many different uses. UPS now is delivering with drones. Well, guess what? They'll come to North Dakota quicker when it's safer, faster, better, right? So it's just gonna explode, and it's gonna be fun for everybody. And there's gonna be space for everybody, I believe. So Tom's big drones, I'll have medium sized gas powered drones, the small drones, there'll be space for everybody.
Now, the career opportunities, the economic investment, that benefits all taxpayers, all are great things. I'm kind of curious when you see this coming to the consumer in the way of a benefit. I'll give you an example. Power companies right now, right, when they're inspecting their lines once a year or twice a year, whatever they end up doing it, would send people up poles and have to look at a lot of manpower, a lot of bucks, right? Now you give them technology that says they could just, you can fly that. Way cheaper, less manpower, all of that. Does that come back to the consumer at some point?
It should, because they should have a lot less outages. And right now, they're going to get a lot higher quality inspection than they are today at a safer, cheaper price.
And that's, that's less cost, too, right? Less manpower. I mean, that's the driving force behind the industry, isn't it, Tom? I mean, this is what makes should make everybody more efficient in their particular space to do things better, faster, cheaper, as you say, Tommy.
I agree with the better, faster, cheaper, but I also want to say it doesn't eliminate manpower. It changes the manpower requirement. It lets us take those real experienced line workers that know how to do the repairs and lets us focus their attention on where exactly they need to be rather than hunting and pecking for, going down the line and saying, okay, it might be there, it might be there, it might be there. I'm not trying to suggest they don't know how to do their jobs or anything, but I think if we can focus their attention on exactly where they need to be and know the parts they need before they get there, now we eliminate things like return trips back to the shop to get the parts. We eliminate things like sending a crew out to a line area that's not damaged in any way, but we had to go check it. But if we can check it with a drone, now we can send that crew to where they need to be. Also, it keeps those crews safer because we're not putting them on the road the second the storm lifts and there's plenty of snow and ice still around. We're letting them wait a little bit and vectoring them where they need to be. So safety, awesome. Security, cost savings, those are all huge aspects of it.
All right. I can hardly wait till next month's edition of Drones, Planes, and People because we learned so much about what's happening. Thanks, gents. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
Texture says keep your drive in the fairway 300 yards. North Dakota doesn't have winter rules yet, Tommy, so there you go. Tomorrow we'll be in Jamestown for the Governor's Summit on Innovation Education. Looking forward to that. Also, live at Dun Brothers in Devil's Lake with Senator Kramer Friday.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.